Do you know that the unemployment rate in Nigeria is rising geometrically as the population increases? Unconfirmed statistics has it that thousands of graduates pass through the mandatory National Youth Service Scheme every year without the hope of getting a job after the exercise. Welcome to Career and Employability Talk with Segun Akiode.
Welcome. My name is Segun Akiode and I'm the host of the podcast Career and Employability Talk. For first-time listeners, I like to describe myself as a born teacher, a chemical engineer turned career and employability coach. And recently, I authored a book titled Corporate Misfit, Immutable Career Lessons for Fresh Graduates. And a very interesting career journey. I read chemical engineering in a Nigerian university, but currently I'm in the human rig of human resources doing career and employability coaching. On the other side of it is that I consult for small and medium enterprises in Nigeria in the area of talent acquisition and human capacity development. This podcast is about sharing my HR-related experience with you, covering talent acquisition, HR consulting, and HR generalist. The main theme of this podcast is that without good direction, people lose their way. The more wise counsel you follow, the better your chances. Now, by listening to this podcast, you would be able to draw very critical career lessons and principles which would make you make better career decisions. Some of the things I'm going to be sharing on this podcast are not head knowledge. They are things I've learned in the trenches in the point of relating with job seekers on one side and employers on the other side. Don't forget, I help organizations to solve their talent issues. So these are some of the things that I experience on a constant basis. Two target audience this podcast is meant for: one, fresh graduate, those just about to enter into the job market. So the employability part of the podcast, some of the things we'll be sharing, either interviews, expert interviews, or sharing principles would be applicable. And also, young professionals, experienced hires will really benefit a great deal from this podcast. So two great target audience, fresh graduates and even experienced hires, young professionals, will really benefit greatly from this podcast. In few minutes, you're going to be listening to today's episode of the podcast. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you very much. See you in a few minutes. Cheers. Welcome back. Today's episode of the podcast is devoted to helping many individuals to correct a notion in their mind that some individuals are more lucky than others, even when it comes to the job search process. And that is why I've titled the episode of the podcast today, No Such Thing as a Lucky Job. Now, we must understand the fact that the man who is prepared has his battle are fought. I know sometimes in life it can be very frustrating when you're unable to achieve what you have set out to achieve, majorly when it comes to the job search process. Some of us are fresh grad, or some individuals have been graduated a long time ago, have been wondering they need to get a job, or some individuals are in their current job at the moment and they are trying to get another job. And on the reverse, on the flip side of it, is the fact that you see some other individuals that more than one job offers are even waiting for them, and they are trying to decide which exactly do they accept. You know, on a constant basis, I see that happening even as a recruiter, that you see some individuals, you're trying to place them with an organization, and before long they are telling you that they got another counter offer from another organization. It looks like an anomaly, and even me as a recruiter, I'm also tempted to join job seekers to think that, is there any such thing as being lucky during the job search process? You know, it keeps your mind, it keeps you wondering, and you begin to ponder, is there anything such as that? I want to believe that many individuals listening to this episode of the podcast today can actually relate to this scenario that I just painted, and they're beginning to tell themselves, is that, is it that some people are more lucky or luckier than others in securing a job? So yes, one can actually be lucky indeed. Is that true? Is there any such thing as a lucky job? Okay, now to start with, it's important for me to help you erase a myth in your mind at this time. And that myth is that securing a job by mere luck or the existence of a lucky job from your mind. It's a myth to believe that people are lucky when it comes to a job. or the job search process, or the fact that there is any such thing as a lucky job. You need to erase that from your mind. It's a myth. It does not exist. I can tell you from my experience as a recruiter that there is no such thing as luck in securing a job. Now, stay with me. I'm trying to make a point here. Now, the classic definition of luck is what we call blind chance, a total accident that happens to you for no reason. So when we're saying somebody wins a jackpot, he's not expecting it. He just wins 10 million naira just out of the blues. He wakes up this morning, he's not expecting to win it, and boom, it happens. Mere chance, total accident that happens. Now, why do I say this? Now, according to Fred Segal, the author of The Richest Man in Babylon for Today, he said something. He said, luck is preparation meeting opportunity. This definition connotes that you need to prepare yourself for success in life. Now, let me tell you something. Individuals that things just happen to them, you notice someone winning a lottery, just not expecting it, most of the time, check them. Research has shown us, history has shown us, individuals that success happened to them overnight are not able to manage the success. So what we're saying in essence is that luck means preparation meeting opportunity. Fine, I accept. You may come upon a job opportunity by blind chance, but don't forget, there must be a level of preparation for you to get the job. Okay, you're not expecting to be online at a certain time. You see a job opportunity, applying for a position or advertising for a position, and you send in your resume or you send in your application. Now, when we say that there is luck, it means you would not attend the interview and you'll be given the job offer. Did you get me? So there must be a preparation in you sending your resume, and you sending a resume that is able to meet the shortlist for the opportunity or for the job offer. Then you getting to the point of the job interview and acing the job interview. So if we say that it is luck, it means you'd say the wrong thing. You are not competent for the position, and there and then you're still given the position. Me and you know that if that happens, not before long, you'll be booted out of that position. So, if you're saying that luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity, you may find a job by blind chance. It may come to you without you expecting it to come. But let me tell you, from insight and from experience, I've told you, long before the job interview comes, you need to be prepared. How do I mean? Your job, your CV need to be ready before that opening comes. You need to go through the process of acing the interview. It doesn't still remove the fact that you will not go for the interview, or you will not prepare for the interview, or you will not go there to present your competence. Let me tell you, individuals, when you see them, that they go back to back having interviews upon interviews and they begin to get the job offers, it means there is a level of preparation over a certain period that they have put in. And what you now see is them acing the interview, is them going so prepared. You see such individuals, they are always having a suit ready for an interview. They are always having their CV ready, not a photocopied CV. The CV is ready and ready for the time the opportunity will come. The individuals that are prepared when it comes to the emotional balance. You know, in a previous episode of Posca, I said something. I said, stop celebrating your job search misery. You know, when you go for an interview and you go dejected and depressed, what happens? You tell them that you are not suited for the position. You sound desperate and they see that this guy is desperate. But if you've been able to take charge of your emotions, you're prepared mentally, you're prepared in every area, on very short notice, you could go into the job interview and you can ace it. That means even before the interview came, you are prepared. Is that being lucky? No, that's being prepared. So I want you to stop and ask yourself at this time, if you are really ready to secure that much desired job, are you really doing what it takes mentally? and even psychologically to be ready for when the change or the job will come. Please, don't deceive yourself. You need the right mindset. Don't start going around deceiving yourself that there is something called luck, even in Nigeria or anywhere in the world. My friend, nothing happens by chance. No such thing as luck. That's in the world of Richard Bach. Before now, I used to think that some individuals are luckier than others, but now I know better. Success comes in life to the best prepared. You see a man, and you see him all around in the newspaper today, thinking that, wow, where has this guy been? My friend, in the words of Malcolm Gladwell, he summarized it as what we call the 10,000 hour principle. And what he says is that for any individual to really be an expert in his field, he must have put in 10,000 hours. Now, what does that say in essence to the job search process? It means you must be prepared. Looking for a job is being prepared. I see some very funny practices around of people thinking that once they give you their CV, then they have the job. They are not even prepared. You send them for the interview and they come back with their heads flat. They just fall down flat because they are not prepared. My friend, while you're waiting for that job, prepare yourself. Get ready. Why? Because there is no such thing as a lucky job. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Career and Employability Talk. This is your host, Segun Akiode, signing out for today's episode. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Career and Employability Talk with Segun Akiode. To know more about Segun Akiode, follow his Twitter handle at Segun Akiode, at SegunAkiode, or visit his website www.segunakiode.com. See you next time.